I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is September 7th, 1954, and the title is Trial by Tomahawk. Doesn't sound like a very fair trial to me, but let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Pablo!
The Cisco Kid! The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Trial by Tomahawk. The land of the Nez Perce Indian lies far to the north of the desert country. It is a rich, bountiful land filled with sparkling streams and wild game. When the greedy eyes of Jack Coghlan beheld this land, his lust knew no bounds. Through devious connections, he was able to exert pressure on a corrupt Indian agent in Washington, and the land of the Nez Perce was declared open for exploration and settlement. This meant war with the Indians, and it was exactly what Jack wanted. As our story opens, Jack Coghlan and his men are waiting to ambush an Army Quartermaster supply wagon.
The Army wagon's coming, Jack.
Oh, there.
How many troopers in the escort, Rod?
I counted six troopers and two soldiers on the wagon, the driver and the guard.
Good. All right, boys. There's only eight of them. If that Army wagon comes into sight, swoop down and kill them all.
They sure don't have much of a guard for a gold shipment, do they, Jack?
Who said anything about it being a gold shipment?
Well, I saw
you. Don't think around here. I do all the thinking. Here comes that wagon now. All right, boys. Let's get them. Get up! Get up!
It's fighting!
Get up, boys! Shoot your gun!
We got four of them in the first volley.
Get up, boys! Kill the other four! Good, good. That takes care of those eight troopers.
They'll never fill a uniform again.
Rod, you pull up the team.
I'll get him, Jack.
Couple of you boys, get one of those boxes out of the wagon. Break it open.
What's in them boxes? It's so important, Jack.
You'll see.
Poor loud the horn swabbled. It's only Army uniforms.
That's why I wanted this wagon. I handpicked you men because you were fast with a gun. Weren't too particular about how you used it.
That's right. We joined with you, Jack, because you told us we'd get rich.
And you will, if you carry out my orders. When we get the Nez Perce Indians to go on the warpath, the Army will have to fight them. The Indians will be put on a reservation, and their land will belong to whoever claims it.
And we're going to be the hombres to claim it.
Right. And when settlers come to this part of the country, you'll control the land and the settlers.
Yeah, but what's in it for you?
For me? I'm going to rule this territory. I may even set up my own state.
Now, we're with you, Jack, right down the line. What's the first step?
Put on those uniforms. You boys are going to be United States Cavalry. And your first duty is to provoke a little Indian trouble. Remember, if you kill a few of those Redskins, you can be certain the rest of them will go on the warpath.
I know you and Pancho came here with good intentions, Cisco, but I won't have any civilians mixing into Army business.
Cisco not mixing, General. Cisco tried to keep the Indians from the warpath.
I came to see you, General Howard, because Chief Joseph of the Nez Perce are friends of mine.
Did Chief Joseph send you, Cisco?
Si, General. These young warriors are very mad that the government is taking their land. They want war immediately.
What's the chief's attitude about war?
The chief is a wise man. He realizes the futility of warring against the army. The
chief not want to see his people killed.
Yeah, neither do I, Pancho. I'm faced with the necessity of carrying out orders that I believe are unfair.
Then I can tell Chief Joseph that the army will leave the Nez Perce in peace.
Confound it, Cisco. I'd like to do that, but orders are orders, and I'm a soldier. I have to carry them out.
When the hombre is killed, either red or white, it got to be the general's fault.
Yeah, that's what weighs heavily on my conscience. Tell me, Cisco, can you keep the Indians from the warpath for a while?
I will try, General. I will talk to Chief Joseph.
And I'm going to try again to get that land evacuation order rescinded.
Rescinded. That'd be good for the Indians and the army.
However, General, if I am to succeed in keeping the Indians from war, I must be able to tell them that no action will be taken against them.
You have my word for it, Cisco. No army unit will move against the Indians until I hear from Washington.
General, tell Cisco before the army moves?
I will. It's imperative that the peace be kept on this frontier.
It must be kept, General, to prevent the bloodshed of many people.
Dressed in those uniforms, the boys look like a genuine cavalry detachment, Round.
We were lucky to find that cavalry guidance, Finch Carrion. What's the letter G stand for in the white part of the flag?
The initial G stands for key troop. The figure 8 in the red part of the guidon stands for the 8th Cavalry.
And that flag belongs to Troop G, 8th Cavalry.
Correct, and it adds the authentic touch to my plan.
It sure helps to make the boys look like real soldiers.
They're going to be real soldiers, Rod. They're the nucleus for my private army when I take over this territory.
But how are you going to get them Indians riled up now?
Going after that band of Appaloosa horses they're so proud of.
You mean those big horses with the leopard spots and the hangful facial about them?
Well, only them have since before any of this territory was explored.
And when we rustle them horses in these uniforms, the Nez Perce will think it's the army doing it. They'll put on their war bonnets for sure.
Not even the Cisco Kid will be able to stop them.
Cisco Kid? What's he doing here?
Yeah, he's trying to maintain peace between the army and the Nez Perce.
From what I've heard of him, he might be able to do it.
When those horses are stolen, no one will be able to keep those Indians off the warpath. They believe bad luck will come to them if any of those horses fall into white men's hands.
We're getting close to the Indian camp, Jack.
There are the horses in the outskirts of the village. Now, boys, don't be afraid to let the Indians see you. Round up that bunch of spotted horses and drive them off.
Well, we'll make sure those guards don't escape. Kill them all!
Be sure to let the rest of the village see you. This is going to start the biggest Indian uprising this country has ever seen. Draw sabers! Forward! Charge!
Why, Chief Joseph, what Cisco and Pancho to meet him here?
I do not know, Chico. We will soon find out. Here comes the chief now. What is this, Chief Joseph?
What is this? From Pancho, Chief Joseph.
Chief Joseph glad to see his friends, Cisco, Kid, and Pancho.
Why, Chief Joseph, not let Cisco and Pancho meet him at the Indian village?
Young braves would have killed Cisco, Kid, and Pancho had they ridden into the village.
But why, Chief? We've always been friends to your people.
Chief Joseph know this. After the great evil that has befallen the Nez Perce, no white man is safe in Indian village.
What is great evil, Chief Joseph?
Sacred horses of the Nez Perce have been stolen by soldiers.
Soldados? Chief Joseph, sure of this?
Many of my people saw their uniforms.
I am sure the army would not do this to you, Chief Joseph. General Howard gave me his word that the army would make no move against your people until he had first notified me.
My people not make mistakes, Cisco. Soldiers steal sacred Appaloosa horses. Now young braves want war with white man. His chief of tribe, Joseph, must lead them.
There must be some mistake, Chief. Give me time to ride back to General Howard's headquarters and ask him for an explanation.
Only one way to stop bloodshed between white man and red man. Cisco Kid, tell General Howard, Appaloosa horses must be returned when sun rises and sets again.
One day? Oh, that's not enough time, Cisco.
We have to make it enough time. Adios, Chief Joseph. We ride. Come, Pancho. Up, Yabo.
Yabo. Go.
You promised that the army would make no move against the Indians, General Howard.
I've kept that promise, Cisco.
Chief Joseph say the soldados steal the Appaloosa horses.
That accounts for those uniforms that were stolen.
The message is before, General?
We just received news of it. The troopers guarding the wagon that carried the uniforms were found dead.
The same bandidos what steal the army uniform steal the horses from the Indians.
It would seem, General, that someone is very anxious to stir up trouble between the Indians and the army.
Yeah, and I have a hunch who that someone might be, Cisco. A land grabber by the name of Jack Coughlin.
I've heard of him.
What's his plan?
This Jack Coughlin and a corrupt Indian agent are responsible for the Nez Perce having to move off their land.
That's the man, Cisco. If we can locate him and his gang, we'll find those horses and the army uniforms.
Do not have the time, General.
Chief Joseph, give us one day to bring the Appaloosa horses back to Nez Perce.
That means you only have until sundown tonight.
Why don't you now ride back to the Indian camp, General?
Indians go to kill us, Cisco.
We must tell them what we have learned.
I'll call out 2 troops of cavalry immediately, Cisco. We're going to try to find those horses and see that they return to the Nez Perce.
You'll have to find those horses, General, if we are to defeat the evil purpose of that coyote, Jack Coughlin.
The sun is down, Chief Joseph. Your friend, Cisco Kid, has not returned the sacred leopard-spotted horses.
Patience, Red Cloud. It's wiser for young warriors to heed my counsel.
Enough. Young braves take warpath. Soldiers steal sacred horses. Soldiers must die.
If you kill soldiers, more will come to take their place.
Warriors will kill all soldiers who come to our land.
Chief Joseph refuses to lead his people on trail of certain death.
If Chief Joseph is afraid, there are others who will lead.
Wait, Red Cloud. Silence, my people. Cisco Kid rides here now.
Hold on, Chief Joseph. Hold up.
Bring those
of your
leopard
spotted horses.
Listen to the Cisco Kid, my people. He is our friend.
No white man is friend to Indians.
No.
Chief Joseph speaks the truth. Cisco Kid, not speak truth.
Listen to me.
General Howard knows who stole your horses and killed your braves.
General, no, it was soldiers who killed braves and steal horses.
That's not so. You listen to Cisco.
Listen no more, my brothers. Cisco Kid speaks with forked tongue. He tell you lies.
Twice you have said I lie, Red Cloud.
Cisco Kid does not speak with a forked tongue.
Why that Red Cloud throw his tomahawk into the ground, Cisco?
It's a challenge for me to fight him, Pancho.
What does Cisco Kid do?
I will fight Red Cloud, Chief Joseph.
Red Cloud will kill Cisco Kid. Death of Cisco Kid will prove he lied.
What weapon do you choose, Red Cloud?
Tomahawk.
Cisco not fight with a tomahawk before.
You have to do it now, Pancho. I do not accept this challenge. Both these Indians will go on the warpath.
I not fight with Red Cloud, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho. My gun is disengaged, okay?
My friend. His weapon, this Chief Joseph's own tomahawk.
Gracias, Chief Joseph.
Stand back, my people. Exculpate.
Cisco, not do this. Cisco, not know how to fight with a tomahawk.
There's nothing else I can do now, Pancho.
I'm ready, Red Cloud.
Red Cloud ready, Cisco Kid. Ready to kill.
Over here!
And it is certain that the inexperienced hand of the Cisco Kid is no match for the mighty young warrior Red Cloud, who rushes at Cisco with his razor-edged tomahawk poised for the death blow. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Trial by Tomahawk. Jack Coughlin and his henchmen schemed to have the Nez Perce Indians driven from their traditional hunting grounds by the army. Coughlin and his men raid the horse herds of the Nez Perce Indians in stolen army uniforms, knowing this will cause the Indians to go on the warpath. In an effort to keep the Nez Perce from the warpath, Cisco and Pancho ride into the Indian camp. Chief Joseph is on their side. The young warrior, Red Cloud, challenges Cisco to a tomahawk duel to the death. Now Red Cloud rushes forward, once again trying to sink his tomahawk into Cisco's skull.
Over here! Santo, Red Cloud knocked the tomahawk out of Cisco's hand.
And your tell Cisco Kid, Red Cloud will kill you.
Over here! No, Red Cloud will...
That's it, Red Cloud. Still hold on to your wrist.
Red Cloud, break away!
Oh, Red Cloud's wrist, Cisco, twist it!
Exactly what I'm doing.
Drop that tomahawk, Red Cloud.
Red Cloud, not
enough!
Good right to the jaw will help you.
Cisco Kid make Red Cloud drop tomahawk.
Now, Cisco, pick up Red Cloud's tomahawk.
First, another good right to the jaw. Now, Red Cloud, with your own tomahawk held over you, say the Cisco Kid does not lie.
Bueno, Cisco. Make Red Cloud say the truth.
Now, Red Cloud.
Cisco Kid not lie.
Then get up, Red Cloud. That is all I wanted to hear you say.
Cisco Kid not kill Red Cloud?
No, Red Cloud. I had no intention of killing you.
Now, my people, you know the Cisco Kid does not speak with forked tongue. Talk, Cisco Kid.
The army did not take your leopard-spotted horses. They were stolen by a band of evil men.
Evil men wear uniform of soldiers, Cisco Kid.
They stole those uniforms.
They killed the soldados what got the uniforms, even like they killed the braves what got your horses.
What soldiers do about evil men?
General Howard is out on march now with two troops of cavalry searching for them.
Which cavalry ride with General Howard, Cisco Kid?
The 3rd and 5th Cavalry, Chief Joseph.
Why the chief ask this?
Our prayers report men who steal Appaloosa horses. Carry flag of 8th Cavalry.
The 8th Cavalry is stationed at Fort Mason, 300 miles away from here, Chief Joseph.
What name of evil man who steal this cursed horses, kill braves?
The general call a bad hombre, Jack Coughlin.
Pancho and I must go now, Chief Joseph.
Go to turn, General Howard. Look for horses.
See, Chief, that is where we are going.
Chief Joseph, 6 braves ride with Cisco Feed and Pancho.
Chief go to look for the horses, too?
And for the evil ones who killed Indian braves. My tribe not rest until they are caught.
Oh there.
What did you find out that Indian camp was?
Plenty, Jack. I saw everything from where I was hiding.
Well, what happened?
That Cisco Kid did talk the Indians out of hitting the warpath.
What?
Cisco had a fight with one of the braves and he beat him. Afterwards, them Indians listened to what he had to say.
What does Cisco tell the Indians?
That the general knows we're the ones who stole the uniforms and the horses. And that he's out looking for us now with two troops of cavalry.
Cisco's trying to wreck all my plans.
Him and some of them Indians are on their way to join General Howard's forces. I saw him leave camp.
How many were in the bunch?
Well, there was Cisco, his partner, Chief Joseph, and about half a dozen Nez Perce braves.
Then we can stir those Indians up yet.
Well, how are you going to arrange it?
You show us the direction Cisco and that party took. We're going to wipe them out.
Yeah, finding their chief dead ought to make them plenty mad. At the same time, you'll be getting rid of the Cisco Kid.
We'll leave that 8th Cavalry flag so the Indians will be sure to know who to blame. Saddle up, men. We're riding.
Chief Joseph see dust from many horses.
Maybe General Howard and the troops we look for.
Does look like them, Pancho. As soon as the wind changes, I'll be able to see their guidon.
Wind changing, Cisco. Pound is your flag. What it saying, huh?
Santos, Troop G, 8th Cavalry. That is not General Howard.
That's a bad hombre we look for.
That evil man who steals this person's horses.
Hold on, hold on. See, Chief. That must be Jack Coughlin. And he has many hombres with him.
What we do, Cisco?
They've seen us. Perhaps we can outrun them.
Pardon me, Cisco. It's too late. Those palmitos surround us.
Get behind these rocks. They will give us protection.
We try the horses, Cisco.
We can try.
Too many evil ones to hold up at all.
I know, Chief. You, Pancho, and the braves, stay behind those rocks.
What Cisco do?
I will try to get through to General Howard and his troops. It's the only chance to save us.
Better Cisco kids stay behind rocks, too.
Yeah, bad hombre is too close for Cisco to get away.
I think Diablo can outrun them. I will have to try. This is where I leave you. Save your ammunition. Make every shot count. Up, Kello!
Murphy
will have to catch me!
Somebody's getting close, Chief Joseph.
Say bullets like Cisco say. Fire only as they get close.
Hey, Pancho shoot. But Pancho and I can never hit anything.
If anything happens to Cisco, we will soon be out of ammunition. Then we will be helpless.
Yeah, but not you worry about Cisco. Cisco never fails yet. Cisco get through to the cavalry.
Cisco great man, but he fights against great odds.
Pancho, the last bullet. How is the gun?
We have to try to run for it.
No. Oh, not do this. Wait here as Cisco say.
All of us will be killed here. They're closing in.
Yeah, but then we'll be killed here fighting. We'll be killed running away.
I was lucky to find you so quickly, General Howard.
We were trailing Coughlin and his gang, Cisco. We knew they were in the vicinity. You were lucky to escape from them.
I hope we are not too late.
How much ammunition did Pancho and the Indians have?
Not very much, General. That is why I am worried.
Listen, Cisco. I hear gunshots.
See, and we are not too late.
Look, there's the 8th Cavalry Guidon that was stolen.
And those renegades are still in army uniforms. Up, Jalloh!
Forward, run! Draw pistol! Forward, cut!
Somebody turn and run, General.
Surround the enemy and capture them!
Right after them. I will go to help Pancho and the Indians.
Cisco, please come back now. Have no more bullets for God.
I'm glad none of you were wounded.
Madre mia, look at the cavalry round up those bandidos.
Two evil ones escaped.
Those two coyotes will lead the bandidos, Cisco.
And one of them must be Jack Coughlin. I will go after them. Up, Galvez.
Pancho got two, Cisco. Pancho get the other over there.
Then hurry, Pancho. I cannot wait. Up, Galvez. Up, ya!
Cisco, please, Jack.
Rope of mine will get you, Coggle. Ah! Hold him. Ho, ho, ho! Pancho will take care of your partner, you coyote. On your face.
Get up, Cisco, and give you a good taste of my fish.
Yeah, every fish you want is fish you will get.
I owe you plenty, Cisco. I had plans to build an empire. You've ruined them.
You will build your empire behind the bars of your cell, you maverick. You.
We'll see about that.
See about it, and this punch settles it.
That's enough, Cisco.
Hold up, hold up, ho, ho!
Yeah, I see you caught the other bandito, Pancho. Bueno.
And Pancho's bullwhip dragged this coyote out of his saddle. If Pancho made him run all the way back here.
Well, can I rest now?
Both you and your partner will have plenty of time to rest from now on in jail.
The best news I've ever had to tell, Chief Joseph.
What did you say, huh? What did you
say? I've received a letter from Washington rescinding the Indian evacuation order.
And his hearse remain in own hunting grounds.
Red Cloud wrong. Wrong about Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid, good friend to Indian.
I'm glad you found that out, Red Cloud.
Speaking for the army, Cisco, we owe you our thanks.
Nez Perce, get back sacred spotted horses. Red Cloud, give Appaloosa horse. Francisco Kid.
Gracias, Red Cloud. I know the honor intended by such a gift, but Diablo and I have traveled too many trails together to be separated now.
And Loco traveled many trails with Pancho, too.
We understand, Cisco. Swear you don't take spotted horses.
Gracias, Chief Joseph. Now it's time for us to set out on a new trail. Adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos. Hasta luego.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho didn't find to go to visit Uncle Manuelo in San Felipe.
I never heard of your Uncle Manuelo, Pancho. Which one is he?
Oh, he's the one with the big, big family, Cisco.
Your Uncle Manuelo has a large family?
Yeah, si, Uncle Manuelo got such a big family that one day when he go out walking with all of them, the sheriff stop him and say, Manuelo, you under arrest.
And what did your uncle say to that, Chico?
Uncle Manuelo say, why? I not do nothing.
Well, then what did the sheriff say, Pancho?
The sheriff say, if you not do nothing, Manuelo, then why the big crowd followed you?
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco. Up the apple.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, on show by Harry Lex.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.